Now it's time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt.
It is indeed time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt. If you were listening just before, that was Green Party co-leader James Shaw live in studio this week instead of over the phone, which was quite nice. But now we have Kendall also live in studio. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, good to have you here. So I guess we're mainly kind of today talking about the Papua New Guinea elections. That's the big news of the Pacific at the moment. There are fears by some Papua New Guinean, counting of the votes in Papua New Guinea's election, that's kind of firmly underway now.
Yeah.
But there are some concerning developments in the past week, right?
Yeah, so fears by some Papua New Guinean commentators and political opponents of current Prime Minister Peter O'Neill's government. You know, those fears about dictatorship and about the conduct of this election in general. They do certainly appear to be well-founded at the moment after counting votes got underway last week. You know, we've had insufficient numbers of ballot papers for voting populations of 4,000 or 5,000 people due to issues with the electoral roll, which were noted, you know, back in 2012. There was a delayed voting in PNG's capital of Port Moresby due to election workers not being paid, and you know, pretty much every member of the Election Advisory Committee has resigned over all of these issues. And international observers have been calling for an urgent review to improve the accuracy of this very sort of problematic electoral roll. And just this morning, the Pacific Media Watch Freedom Project, you know, we reported that University of Papua New Guinea students had to use their student ID cards in order to vote. And thankfully, they did manage to have their voices heard despite a lack of 2,000 ballot papers. And one of their representatives, Gerald Penny, he said that, you know, the students felt that they were deprived of their right, and they asked the presiding officer of the Electoral Commission to provide extra ballot papers for especially registered 2,000 plus residential students. Some of them, you know, haven't voted, and he said that we've been deprived of our constitutional rights that we exercise every 5 years. And UPNG was a source of a bit of controversy last year. Many students at the university were at the centre of campus protests calling on Prime Minister Peter O'Neill to stand down pending police investigations into corruption allegations in his government. And the protests did come to an end around June 8 last year after police opened fire at this student demonstration, and that wounded about 23 people. So, you know, within this you've got allegations of corruption and everything like this, but you know, in the face of that, the Electoral Commission, Petelia Scamato, continually comes out and says, you know, polling has progressed very well, many people have voted despite hiccups with this electoral roll, and he also told reporters, you know, that the decision to fail an election does ultimately lie with him.
So what are some of the wider consequences of those issues then?
So freedom of speech certainly seems to have been endangered. With all of these election issues, criticism, of course, has been rife. But it's not just come from politicians. Political bloggers have also stepped in to offer their take on this year's general election. And sadly, it's a lot easier to silence or gag them.
That's not good. That's a bit of alarm bells there. Do you want to talk a bit more about that?
Yeah, so a crucial component of any democracy is, of course, free speech. But one prominent political blogger, Martin Namarong, he's had a gag order placed on him after Electoral Commissioner, you know, Petelia Scamato, sued him for defamation after Namarong likened him to a tomato on social media. So Scamato singled out Namarong in filing this defamation case. But in an ironic twist, Namarong's case has actually put a greater spotlight on the numerous weaknesses of the general election system. Mong Palantino of Global Voices has said Namarong, you know, now has a lawyer to defend him, and his next court hearing is scheduled on July 25. So Pacific Media Watch Freedom Project will certainly be following, you know, his story. And Prime Minister Peter O'Neill, you know, of the People's National Congress, he also controversially placed his own vote in this election on a Sunday, which allegedly defies PNG's constitution, some concerned citizens have told me. But what that's done is highlighted a lot of concerns by election candidates who are disputing ballot boxes. Now, all of this seems to have upset the courts. One judge, Justin Colin McHale, he's told candidates to follow the proper procedures of disputing ballot boxes before running to the courts, because it does take up the court's time, unfortunately. So the proper procedure, apparently, is to talk to the returning officers of the ballot boxes if there are perceived problems before they are counted. So as you can see, there are upsets from citizens to the justice system in this election.
And so what does this say about PNG's 2017 election as a whole?
So there were such strong indicators of this year's election being more positive than the last three years. Strong number of female candidates, more civic engagement via social media, but I think those hopes have just been crushed, with counting expected to be finalised around July 24. It's anyone's game at the moment, but it appears Prime Minister Peter O'Neill's government might be leading the charge at the moment. He has, of course, won that leader's vote, that crucial leader's vote. So, you know, counting is still about a week away, the end of counting. So, yeah, anyone's game. But let's hope that, you know, everyone's hopes at the start of the election was to change this allegedly corrupt government. So it's just a waiting game to see whether or not this hope will be
see how the cards
fruition.
Fall.
Yeah, so you'll have that for us next week, hopefully.
Next week, indeed.
Excuse me.
That was the Southern Cross.
That was AUT Pacific Media.